Well, grace and peace to each of you as we come together this morning. It is always good. I always look forward to the time when we can be together and share the word. And before we get into the message, I just wanted to mention one other thing.
在我们讲信息之前，我想提一件事情。
In the larger church, we're getting ready for what we call the summer of fun.
在大家会，我们现在要开始就是夏天的快乐夏天。
And we offer just classes. People will teach their hobby or share a skill with others in the church over the summer.
那就是说，就是弟兄姐妹当中有才能的，那他们就是比如说你会各种各样的其他的才能，那你就会教可以开放教其他的弟兄姐妹。
And I just wanted to say how grateful I am that this year we have someone from Chinese Church who's come forward.
我要讲的就是说我真的是很感恩，因为今年呢，我们中文教会有人就是自告奋勇出来教。
For a Chinese cooking class.
而且他要开的班是中国的烹调。
So I wanted to mention that perhaps someone else is sitting here today and you're saying you have something that you'd like to share in a fun sort of way.
我提这件事情呢，想跟大家讲的就是说，如果你当中有人有其他的才能的话，那然后你想分享的话，你也可以出来开一个班。
Maybe like basic Chinese.
可能你可以教我们中文，简单的中文。
And then all of us pastors who come, we can come take the class.
然后我们当牧师的可以来上课。
But we are grateful for someone who came forward. So let's pray and get into the word today.
现在我们让我们低头祷告。
Lord, we thank you for this day that you have made.
是吗？谢谢你，我们为这一天谢谢你。
And we pray that as we come to your word this morning,
真的是求你在当我们来学习思想你的话语的时候，
that our hearts would be open,
我们的心能够敞开，
and that we would receive what you have for us this morning.
我们能够领受你给我们的这个信息。
In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
We are looking at a text that I believe you have printed in your bulletin from Mark chapter 9.
我们今天要分享的经文呢，已经在报告单上有了。你跟。We're
going to be beginning at verse 14. I'm sorry, yes, at verse 14.
那我们就是从第九章第十四节开始，马可福音。
But I just want you to look at the beginning of the passage just to know what happened real quickly before we get to verse 14.
但是呢，我想就是在我们开始讲十四节之前，让我们先看看前面几个章节，然后前面几节，这样子，以便我们有一个就是知道说我们从哪里来。And
Jesus had been away with three of his disciples.
耶稣那时候跟他三个门徒就是去了山上。Out of the
12 disciples, there were three that sometimes Jesus would take these three. They were very, very close to him.
耶稣有十二个门徒，但是这里有这里面有三个门徒呢。有时候，耶稣基督会带他们出去。这三个门徒跟耶稣的关系是非常的关系，非常的亲密。
And this had been one of those occasions where Jesus had been away with Peter, James, and John.
同样的，我们看到的就是这一次呢，耶稣又带他们三个人出去的。这三个人就是彼得、雅各和约翰。
And he had left the other disciples down in the valley to carry on the ministry.
那其他的门徒就在山谷下面，他们在宣道。
And that's where we pick up the text this morning in verse 14. Jesus is just coming back. He's been on the Mount of Transfiguration. And he and Peter and James and John are just coming back to join up with the other disciples.
那我们看到的就是这时候呢，耶稣刚刚回来，就是他们刚刚登上殿下，然后他刚刚回来。
And when they came, so we pick up at verse 14, so Jesus comes and he finds the disciples, there's a large crowd that is gathered around them, and there is this intense discussion that's been going on.
那我们看到就是他下山回来了之后，就看到说有一个很激烈的争论，就是他门徒跟其他的人在有激烈的争论。
And I'm sure Jesus is wondering, I wonder what is all of this discussion about?
然后呢，耶稣，我想呢，耶稣那时候就在想说，他们在争辩什么呢？
Because the text says that there were teachers of the law, there were these very learned people who were around his other disciples having this discussion.
因为在我们在这个经节看到，文士就是那些对圣就是对约很有研究的那些文士，他们在跟他的门徒争辩。
And Jesus would have known that the disciples who were speaking with these learned scribes and studiers of the law, they probably knew more about the law than the disciples did.
那我想耶稣那时候知道说那些文士们，他们可能知道的这些律法的方面的知识呢，应该比他的门徒多。
Because they would have been these folks who were questioning or who were in the discussion with the disciples would have been studiers of the law. They would have been very well versed in the scripture, and so I'm sure quite a conversation was going on.
因为这些文士们，他们要就是跟门徒争辩的这些文士们，他们是经过了很多年的训练，所以他们对这些就是律法是很熟悉的。
I'm reminded of when I was in seminary.
这让我想起当时我在神学院读书的时候。
And the particular school that I went to had a very liberal theology or a very free view of the scripture.
那我去的那个神学院呢，他们有一个就是对于就是经节的解释是非常的开放跟自由的。
But those of us who maybe had a different opinion, we would never argue with our professors because of the vast amount of knowledge that they had.
但是呢，对于我们这些就是有不同意见的人呢，我们也不会跟教授们去争辩，因为那些教授们很有才识。
But I would do things like this.
但是我会这样子做。
They would give this lecture, this very liberal lecture, and all I would say.
他们会就是讲这些就好像很开放的这些讲课。
I would raise my hand in class.
我会举起我的手。
And I would say, for the eternal record, let it be known there was one dissenting opinion.
我就想说，为了永久的那个记录，那让我们都知道，就是有一个人降生。
And so when Jesus comes back and he finds the disciples in this conversation, he's probably wondering if they're in over their heads. I'm giving you an idiom. He's probably wondering if the conversation is too much for them.
那我这时候我在想说，耶稣肯定想说他们这些门徒可能就是被辩论到就是。
In fact, in verse 16, Jesus asked, "What are you arguing with them about?"
就在十六节里面，耶稣就问他们，你们和他们辩论的是什么？
And so Jesus comes; he stands ready now to correct, to bring proper perspective to whatever has been going on in this conversation.
他这时候就是要看他们辩论的是。
And in verse 17, a father speaks up. A man in the crowd who's a father speaks up.
然后在第十七节，这个父亲就讲了。
And he says, "Teacher, I brought you my son who was possessed by a spirit." And he goes on to describe what happens to his boy?
他就说，夫子，我带了我的儿子来到你这里，他被哑巴鬼附着。
And he says, I asked your disciples if they would drive out that evil spirit, but they could not.
我叫你们，请你们的门徒把他们赶出去，他们确实不能。
Now, this father is presenting his case before Jesus.
这个父亲呢，就是把这个情况跟耶稣讲了。
And whatever your position might be on being possessed by evil spirits,
就是他的儿子被哑巴鬼附着。
I want you to see this morning this as just at least a symbol of how evil wants to destroy the good that God wants to do with the world.
就是说这个哑巴被哑巴鬼附着的这个呢，实际上就是一个象征说，就是恶的势力呢，都会每天都是跟就是要施者做工的。
Now these scribes, these teachers of the law who had come to the disciples, although they were well versed in the law,
虽然这些门士呢，文士他们知道的圣经知识很多。
With all of their intellect and their knowledge and their study,
虽然他们学了很多年的圣经，还有他们的就是很有知识。
They still came up against situations that they could not handle.
但是呢，他们还是面临的一些情况，他们没有办法解决。
And it is out of this desperation, out of this coming to a situation that is bigger than themselves, that's what has brought them to Jesus and his disciples.
就是因为这个情况呢，就是他们到了碰到了他们自己不能解决的情况，所以才来到耶稣和他的门徒面前。
And so this father begins to just describe this condition, what happens when this boy is possessed by this evil spirit.
所以呢，这时候呢，这个就是儿子被鬼附的这个父亲呢，就跟他跟耶稣讲的发生了什么样的情况。
And he's disappointed because the disciples could not heal his son.
我想他当时很失望，因为那个门徒，耶稣的门徒不能解决问题。
Now in verse 19, Jesus speaks, and here's what he says. He says, you unbelieving generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I put up with you? And then he says, just bring the boy to
me. 所以在第十九章，耶稣说，哎，这不幸的世代啊，我在你们这里要到几时呢？我忍耐你们要到几时呢？把他带到我这里来吧。
Now, what I want you to remember is that in Mark chapter 6, verses 7 through 12,Jesus had already given his disciples authority to do this kind of work.
那我这里面要跟大家提醒的就是说，在马可福音第六章里面，就是第讲到说，耶稣差他的门徒出去，而且也给他们权柄去赶鬼。
In fact, the text there says that he had sent them out. So there were times when they would do ministry and Jesus wasn't there. And sometimes things would go pretty well as it reported back then.
那我们会看到就是耶稣差他的门徒出去，那他的门徒也在事工，而且有时候也做得很好。
But here we find a situation where the teachers of the law could not heal this boy. They brought him to Jesus' disciples, and Jesus' disciples, those nine who were still down in the valley, they couldn't heal him either.
那我们看到的这个情况就是说，那些文士没有办法，赶鬼；那耶稣的门徒也没有办法医治这个就被鬼附的人，所以他们把他带到耶稣的面前。
And so Jesus says, bring the boy here.
所以耶稣说，把他带过来。
And in verse 20, it says that when that evil spirit saw Jesus, it threw the boy into convulsion. Now remember, we're saying if you would take this as a symbol of how evil wants to work.
那我们在第二十节里面就看到这个鬼呢，他就在做把戏。那我们可以看到说，就是这些邪恶的邪灵，他们要做的是什么
？It wants to put on a show. It wants to draw people's attention away from Jesus and to this destructive behavior.
他们就是要在那边弄把戏，然后呢把人吸引到最新的的吸引力，然后让人离开耶稣。
Evil wants to make a spectacle of itself.
啊，魔鬼，他们就是要让让人觉得说他们很厉害。
Evil wants to do anything that will take the focus and attention away from Jesus.
魔鬼呢，会要尽量的把人的注意力从耶稣身上移开。
And so the text tells us that spirit drew the boy into a convulsion. He falls to the ground. He's rolling around and foaming at the mouth.
所以我们在二十节看到这个魔鬼鬼让这个孩子重重的抽风，倒在地上翻来覆去，口中流沫。
Jesus wants to establish for everyone the nature of the condition. So in verse 21, he says, he asked the father, he said, how long has this been going on? How long has he been like this?
所以耶稣问他父亲说，这病有多少日子呢？
And the father says, this has been going on from childhood, ever since he was a child.
父亲回答说，从小就的时候就这样子。
He goes on to further to describe how it has manifested itself over the years. It says, often this evil spirit will come on him, the boy will want to throw himself into the fire, or he'll want to throw himself into the water. But if you can do anything, have pity on us and help us.
第二十一节讲到，鬼屡次把他扔在火里、水里，要灭他。你若能做什么？求你怜悯我们，帮助我们。
In other words, as the father begins to describe this condition,
当这个父亲开始描述这个情况的时候，
we learn three things about this boy's condition.
我们知道这个孩子有三样的状况。
One, that it was chronic. It was a serious situation.
第一个就是说，他是已经很久了，是一个很严重的情况。
Secondly, we learned that it was ongoing. This is something that he had faced since childhood, and it still continued until that time.
第二个我们知道呢，就是说现在还在继续，从小时候开始，现在还这样。
And the third thing that we discover about this malady that he had is that it was systematic.
第三个我们知道的就是这个好像很有系统。
In other words, there were patterns that would happen over and over again.
我们看到呢，每次呢都会是这样的有一些情况，就是重复的状况的发生。
So here we have a system. Remember, I said that some people are saying, "Oh, we don't believe in demon possession." Even if you don't, hear this story as a representation of what evil, how evil operates.
我知道有些人是说，我不相信有鬼。但是呢，即便你不知道，我们不相信，我们也在这里可以看到，就是魔鬼是怎样的在做他的工。
And so we have this situation that is chronic, that is ongoing, and that is systematic.
所以我们看到的这个就是这个情况呢，就是长期的，而且是现在还在这样子，而且就是有一定的就是重复的情况。
And the text doesn't tell us all the things that happened, but we can know that if this family has had to deal with this child and all of these kinds of things that have happened since childhood, how it must have disrupted that family.
我们也可以看到，就是说这个家就是在这种情况之下，对他们来说真是有很大的这种创伤。
This is a representation of many of the problems that people face today.
这个呢是就是代表说我们现今时代我们很多人面临的一些问题。
As we go out to do ministry, we are facing people who have these same sort of three conditions that are happening.
当我们去传扬福音的时候，我们会碰到一些人也是同样有这三方面的问题。
People are facing things that are chronic. People are facing situations that are serious, of a serious nature.
这些人他们有一些就是会面对一些长期的困难。
People are facing situations that are ongoing. In other words, there are habits, there are things that people are facing that they have been dealing with this situation for a long, long time. And it has become ingrained in their life. The sin or the evil or whatever it is has become ingrained in their life.
而且呢，这是就是记在一直在叙事之中的，这些人就是一直有这样的问题。
And this third characteristic is that we are ministering to and facing people who have something in their life that is systemic. It means that it's been there so long that there are systems, that there are patterns to the way this thing presents itself or disturbs their life.
那我们会看到就是说，第三个就是这些问题呢是。
So this little boy that has been brought to Jesus, he paints a picture for us of the way that evil wants to come in and choke life out of people.
那我们这里看到的就是说，魔鬼呢，他就是想把我们的生活就是这样子。
By presenting those three things, situations that are chronic, ongoing, and systemic.
就是我们看到的就是这个情况呢，是长期的，而且是正在进行的，而且是有一定的、典型的、系统性的。
And the teachers of that law, of the law of that day, they just were not equipped to deal with that kind of situation.
那我们看到这些文士们，他们是没有办法，他们没有受装备来怎样来医治这些处理这些问题。And
even the disciples, these are people who are in ministry with Jesus. These are the people who believe in Him. Even they were not equipped to deal with this kind, this level, this intensity of evilness.
即便是这些门徒，他们是跟随耶稣一段时间的，他们也没有办法对付这个很严重的问题，就是魔鬼操作的问题。And
in response to the father's cry, the father cries out, "If you can do anything, have pity on us, help us."
这个父亲呢是对耶稣。 呼求说，你若能做什么，求你怜悯我们，帮助我们。I
wish that the words we could have like the exclamation points, because I believe this father cried out of desperation, out of frustration, out of years of wanting to do something to help his son and finding himself unable to do anything. He cries out, "If you can do anything, Lord, help us."
就是这里面有一个感叹号，因为我能够感受到，就是这个父亲是在绝望中的呼求。There
is nothing as heart-wrenching as to see your child in trouble and you want to help, but you can't.
我们知道，就是在就是当你看到你的孩子有遭受困难的时候，你没有办法。 去帮忙他，这个是很揪心的事情。So
I believe that when that father cried out, when he said, "If you can do anything, take pity, help us," he was beseeching for the Lord's help. Can you intervene in this situation? I'm sure they had tried many different things that had not worked, and he's asking, "Lord, we've come to the end of our wits. If you can you do anything? If you can do anything, would you help us?"
相信这个父亲呢，已经找了很多人帮忙，但是都没有办法。这时候呢，他是真正的就是在呼求，向耶稣、向主呼求说：“如果你能帮我们做的话，请你帮我们。”
And here's what Jesus says to the man. He says, "Everything is possible for the one who believes."
这是这23节，耶稣对他说：“你若能信，再信的人，凡事都能。”
And the text says in verse 24 that immediately the boy's father cries out. Immediately he cries out.
在二十 四节我们看到这个孩子的父亲立时喊着说
He says, I do believe, help me overcome my unbelief.
我信，但我信不足，求主帮助。
You might ask, what is this man saying? How can those two things be true at the same time?
你可能会问这个问题说这个是什么意思怎么信跟不信可以放在一起呢
I believe what this father is expressing is an honest faith.
我觉得呢这个父亲呢是很诚实的在讲他的信。
He's saying, Lord, I do believe, I do have some faith.
他这里面他想说的是说我信我有我也有一点信。
And so we want to stop and acknowledge that first. He's saying, I want to acknowledge that faith that he has. He says, I do believe.
他首先他想承认的是说他信。
But he understands that there is a gap in his faith.
但是呢他也知道在他的信中呢有一个他有段距离有一。
He believes up to a certain point.
他信只是信到了一定的程度。
He believes up to a certain situation.
他信到他的信是到一定的状况。
He believes that God can help as long as it doesn't exceed a certain level.
他知道说只要这个不超过一定的标的水准的话那神是可以帮助他的。
But he's just not sure.That his faith is big enough or his belief is enough to change what's happening with his son.
但是呢他就是他这里面呢他就不知道说他的信是不是足够让他的儿子能够就是被医治。
And before we look down on this man,
在我们看就是说好像觉得说 look down看不起，觉得说他看不起这个孩子的父亲的之前。
We have to stop and understand that sometimes we are like that.
我们必须知道说，有时候我们也是这样子的。
Sometimes we do believe and have faith.
有时候呢，我们确实是信。
We believe that there are things that God can do to help us.
我们知道说神会帮助我们一些事情。
We believe that there are situations and problems that God can solve.
我们知道说有一些情况神是可以帮助我们的。
But sometimes, just like the father in this story, our faith hits a ceiling.
但是呢，就像这个里面这个孩子的父亲一样，我们的信也是好像就到了一定程度就停止了，好像的。就是到了天花板就停止了。
And when that happened to this father, he didn't try to hide it.
这个父亲呢，他没有好像试图就是说把这个藏起来不讲。
He didn't try to run from it.
他也没有试着说好像就是躲避。
He just honestly stood.
他就是很成熟的， And 很诚实的。
And he stated his condition just as it was.
他很诚实的把他的这个信的程度讲了出来。
Lord, I do believe.
神，我信，主，我信。
But at the same time, would you help me in the areas where I have unbelief?
但是呢，与此同时，求你帮助我在我那个不信的。
In response to his honesty, in response to him owning up to exactly where he was,
耶稣对他的回应就是对他这种诚实的回应。
And especially as Jesus in verse 25 notices that a crowd is trying to gather to see, running to the scene to see what's happening.
第二十五节我们看到众人就跑上来了，想要看看发生的到底情况会怎样。
Jesus just puts a stop to the whole matter.
耶稣就开始就撤职那乌鬼
And he commands
that which has been disturbing the boy. He says, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again.
他说，你这聋哑的鬼，我吩咐你从他里头出来，再不要进去。
And in response to the authority and the word of God,
对主的这个话语的回应。
The evil spirit comes out.
那鬼就出来了。
That which represents evil is no longer allowed to operate in the boy's life.
那就是说那鬼再也不能在这孩子身上做什么功能。
And even after this happens, after he's delivered from this, he's delivered from this evil spirit.
即便呢他被救从这个被魔鬼附的救出来的时候。
He needs, still needs Jesus' help to re-enter his life again, to resume, to have a productive life again.
他需要耶稣进入他的生命里面。
And so Jesus takes him by the hand and lifts him up.
所以呢，耶稣就拉着他的手，扶他起来。
Now the disciples have been, they've been watching all of this as it unfolded.
这些门徒呢，在这时候就是在旁边都看到这个情况怎样的发生和发展。
And when they get Jesus indoors by himself, they say, "We've got a question for you, Lord."
所以当他们进到屋里的时候，他们就悄悄地问耶稣。
They wanted to ask him privately. They didn't want everybody to know about this question they were going to ask him.
因为他们要就是私底下问他，他们不要让其他的人知道。
And that question is found in verse 28, where they say, "Why couldn't we do this?"
那就是这个问题，就是在二十八节里面讲到，他说，为什么我们不能赶他出去呢？
I think the disciples were genuinely perplexed or puzzled.
我想呢，这些门徒他们就是非常的纳闷。
They might have been thinking, "Now we've been following you around. We've been listening to your teaching."
他们在肯定在想说，我们一直跟着你，跟着你的，听从你的教。
We participated with you in your rallies and your meetings and your preaching sessions.
我们你到哪里，我们都跟着，然后也是参加了。
We have been right there as you were ministering to people, and we've been watching how you do things and what you do.
我们也看到你怎样的动工，怎样的做。
Why couldn't we do this?
为什么我们做不到呢？
Jesus gives them an explanation.
耶稣给他们解释。
He explains the kind of spiritual discipline that is needed for this kind of work.
他解释了就是属灵上面的原则。
Jesus uses this as a teaching moment with his disciples.
他用这个作为教导他们门徒的好时机。
And he says, this kind of evil, this confronting this level and intensity of evil,
他说这一类的鬼就是要处理这对付这种很难解决的这个的问题
，can only be done by prayer.
只有祷告才能做得到。
Some of the texts add prayer. This kind comes out only by prayer and fasting.
就是有一些是讲说祷告跟禁食的。
What Jesus is expressing to his disciples.
这里面耶稣要跟他的门徒讲的就是。
He's telling them the kind of spiritual life that they will have to have this kind of ministry.
就是说他们的属灵的生活。应该是怎样的？应该过怎样的属灵生活，才能够去做这样的事工
？These disciples were they effective in ministry in other ways? Yes.
这些门徒会就是说，以后这件事对他们有影响吗？对他们施工有。
Were they doing some good things? Yes.
他们做他们会做一些好的施工吗？是的。
Were there levels of ministry where they were successful? Yes.
他们以前做的就是一些事情有成功吗？有的。
But they saw in this situation.
但是呢，他们在这里看到了
that there is, you can come up against a level of evil.
啊，就是说你要对付一个到一定程度上的这种魔鬼
that is so intense.
啊，或者就是邪灵是这么的，就是难缠的
that has such a grip on a person's life.
而且呢，这个就是魔鬼是这样子，就是能够对人有这样的这么强的控制的。
That has taken such deep root in a person.
而且呢，已经是在根深蒂固的情况。
And if you are going to, in the name of the Lord, address that kind of all kinds of situations,
如果你要能够解决这奉主的名。解决这些问题的话
then you have to have a life that is disciplined.
那你必须有一个就是生命中有一道你必须有这个属灵的原则
A life that is consistent with the spiritual disciplines of prayer and fasting and reading the word and seeking the face of God.
那你必须你的生活你过的属灵的生活必须是有祷告的，有禁食的，有学习神的话语的，寻找神的。
And Jesus, when he had expressed, when he expressed in verse 19, how long are you not going to get this? He is expressing that he has a higher expectation for his disciples.
所以当耶稣就是在讲说，我就是十九节讲到。那些话语的时候，就我在你们这里要几时，我忍耐你们要几时。他其实那时是讲说，他对他的门徒有更高的要求。
And with this teaching, Jesus is challenging them. Come up in your faith.
所以在这件事情上，耶稣是向他们提出的挑战，说你的信要到一个更高的程度。
And I believe that this morning, as we sit assembled here together.
那我相信当我们今天在一起学习的时候
Jesus challenges us.
耶稣也跟我们提出挑战
Come up in our faith.
就是我们的信要提到更高的层次
Do we believe? Yes!
我们相信吗？是的
Yes, we believe.
是的，我们信
But are there points where we can ask for God's help?To go to take that next step.
但是呢，在我们有一些方面，我们是需要寻求神的帮助，求他把我们带到更高的一步境界。
And perhaps we need to just say with honesty, like that father did.
可能呢，我们也要像这个孩子的父亲一样，就是有这个诚实的心。
Lord, I believe.
我们要这样诚实的对主说：“主，我信。
”I'm a believer.
我是信你的人。
But would you help me in those areas where I still find myself faced with unbelief?
但是呢，我信不足，求你帮助。
There was this happened a long time ago.
我想就是这件故事呢，很久以前发生的。
And there was a man who was a tightrope walker.
有一个人呢，他是走钢丝索的。
We've seen one recently. Saw the guy who walked across Niagara Falls. Yeah, that kind of.
最近呢，我们看到有一个不久前我们看到有一个人就是走过人家拉瓜瀑布走钢绳走过的。
Well, it happened that this tightrope walker, he did his thing. He walked across on this tightrope. This with this huge drop underneath.
就是我讲的这个故事呢，就是很久以前有一个人也是这样子走。
And the crowd around who was watching him, they cheered. They said, "Yay! Good job! That's great!"
然后看的人群呢，就在下面就是呼喊呼喊，就是说哇，很好，很好，很好。
And then he took.A stick and various other things, and he walked across the tightrope and walked back with it.
那他就是手拿着一根长长的棍子， 然后他就走过来走过去。
And the crowd cheered. They said, "Yay! That's awesome! That's awesome!"
然后呢，下面的人群就在那边喊叫说，哇，这个太棒了。
Then he brought a wheelbarrow out.
然后呢，他就拿着一个小推车出来。
And he asked the crowd, do you believe that I can take this wheelbarrow across on a tightrope and bring it back?"
他就问这些人群说，你相信我可以把这个小推车就从这边推到那边，然后再推回来吗？
The crowd said, "Yes, we believe you can do it. We believe you can do it."
然后人群就在下面喊说，我们相信你能做。
And then he said, "Who's willing to get in the wheelbarrow?"
他就问他们说，谁愿意坐到这个小推车呀？
And all those people who said, "Yeah, yeah, we believe it." Can do it. They found out. Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief.
然后继续，就是下面刚刚在喊说，我相信你能做的人，就是这时候就确然无疑，然后这就是说我信，但我信不足。
So you see the where the gap is. So there's a big gap.
所以你看到呢，这个是有距离的。
There's a difference between having mental assent or affirmation of a thing. Mental confidence in a thing.
就是在你可以就说你好像是从脑里面你相信。
And there's a difference between that and actually getting in that wheelbarrow and letting him.
但是呢，你要真正的去做，那是完全两码事。
So I just want to encourage you this morning.
所以今天我要鼓励大家
to have honest faith.
就是要有诚实的心。
If there are areas in your life,
如果在你生活中有一些地方。
Where you understand that in this particular area, Lord, I need help to believe.
你知道说，在这个就是在这个特别的地方，你需要神对你的帮助。
You can do just like this father did.
你可以就像这个孩子的父亲一样，
and ask for God's help.
求主，求神的帮助。
And as we go out to minister to a world that is facing significant challenges.
当我们去对这到世上去宣教，就是碰到很大的困难的时候，挑战。
As we are encountering people who are in situations that have those three things, they're chronic, ongoing, and systemic.
当我们碰到就是这些人有的问，他们有的问题是这长期的。
It will take the power and authority of God to break through.
这是需要神的这个能力来把它打碎的。
So we want to pray this morning.
所以今天早上我们要祷告。
The simple prayer we've already heard.
就是很简单的祷告。
Acknowledging the faith that we already have.
就是 你要承认我们已经有的信，
grateful for the faith we already have.
为我们有的信感恩。
Thankful for the faith we already have.
我们要感恩。
But asking God to help us in those areas where we need to be strengthened.
但是求神帮助我们在软弱的地方，要求神加强我们的心情。
Let's pray.
让我们。
Lord, we thank you.
So, we thank you.